And again, I think one has to be able to stand up to criticism. I think that's very important for scientists, very important for many people. There were a number of good scientists who felt the theory was wrong, that the oscillations would not be very narrow, that they would be limited by the uncertainty principle based on the length of time molecules stayed in the cavity, that they stay in there a finite time and hence have a finite line width and so on. And very good theories at Columbia. Professor Thomas never believed that it would work, insisted it wouldn't. Had another person who bet me a bottle of scotch that it wouldn't work. It would not work the way I said it did. Said it would, having a very narrow line, very, 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 very accurate frequency. and a number of other senior scientists doubted it. I remember Bohr, talking to Bohr about it. He initially doubted it, and then he kind of agreed. I think maybe he was just being nice, but I'm not sure he was convinced. And von Neumann also initially disagreed with me substantially. And funny instance, and then about 15 minutes later, he dashed back to me and said, "You're right."
So typically, what's your reaction to this kind of disagreement? Do you stop for a minute and look over?
It doesn't bother me at all in the sense that I'm not emotional about it if somebody disagrees with me. If they disagree with me, I think about, well, now, what are their arguments? Is it really right? And it calls for self-examination, but rather disturbing to me. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. Mm-hmm. And any scientist has to be wrong every once in a while, and you have to self-examine your own ideas. So it's really, in a few cases, it was kind of a nuisance. People bothered me too much about them. I'm sure they weren't right, but they were sure they were. But it was a reason for careful examination. And then Professor Robbie and Professor Kusch, after I'd worked on this thing for 2.5 years, they came in my office one day and put a feet on the table and said, "Look, it isn't going to work. You know it's not going to work. We know it's not going to work. You're wasting money. You should stop." Well, fortunately, I had tenure, and they were past chairman and the present chairman of the department. But again, I told them, well, no, I think there's a reasonable chance it'll work. And we had it working about 3 months later.
So is this being funded by the university?
This is being funded by, well, it was funded by the armed services. But it was a joint laboratory run by a group of professors. So if they had tried to take the money away from me, mm-hmm. they would have some authority to do so, but not complete authority. I could have argued with them because I was on a more or less equal basis, mm-hmm. even though I was younger and more junior. And I simply told them, no, I think it has a good chance of working, and I want to continue working on it. And they didn't. And they left. They didn't bother me further, but they were pretty insistent initially. Well, that's the kind of thing that I think one has to recognize, that new things are not going to be agreeable to everybody. But now that didn't bother me at all. I didn't find that upsetting. I said, well, you know, that's what they think. And that's what they think. I don't think they're necessarily right. That's what I think I ought to do. And after we had it working, Professor Kusch came back and said, well, I guess you know more about what you're doing than we do. So he was gracious about it, too.